This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You are listening to Lesson 6 of
Tafsir Surah Shura by Shaykh Dr. Haytham Al-Haddad Hafizahullah.
Brought to you by Islam21c.com. Articulating Islam in the 21st century.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. This is the tafsir of Surah Ash-Shura, as we know. Just let me ask you a few questions before we start. Yeah, because we don't want you just to listen and then, just go, do not remember or do not revise, and then you do not remember what we have said. So, if we were to ask you, brothers, first of all, as we have said, that this is the Makki Surah. And what is the theme of this Surah? What is the main theme of this Surah, if there is any? Deen, of course, the Deen, mashallah. Yeah, the whole Quran is about taqwa. Jazakallah khair. How to solve the problems between the ummah. Okay. Tawheed. Who said tawheed? The entire Quran is about tawheed. MashaAllah. Yeah, maybe you might say also believing in Allah. Tayyib, yes.
Revelation and dealing with differences. Revelation and dealing with differences.
Revelation and dealing with differences, okay. Yes.
Maybe it's just inviting the people of Mecca, telling them that whatever the Prophet Muhammad is telling you is not different from his predecessor, from the previous ambiance. It's one and the same, continuation of the same message.
That the message of the Prophet ﷺ is nothing but a continuation of the previous messages. Okay?
Non-believer? For non-believers.
What non-believers? Come on, brothers. Allah yadikum. I have repeated this, five times?
Ta'zeemullah.
Ta'zeemullah. Yeah. How many times I have repeated this? 5 times.
The consultation.
Consultation. Who said consultation? This is the name of the surah. Come on, brothers. Subhanallah. This is what worries me, If people, this is what I become convinced day after another, that people in lectures, and I have tested so many people in so many lectures, they come, listen to the lecture, and they just enjoy, ask them after the lecture, just after the lecture, what was the topic? It was a good lecture. Yes, I know that. Jazakallah khair. It was a good lecture. Let me just finish my statement. I know that it was a good lecture, mashallah. So, but what was the topic? You spoke about, and then he mentions just one of the stories that I have mentioned in the lecture. And in the beginning, I was doubting myself that maybe I was not clear in my lectures. And then I tested myself a number of times. I tried to improve myself. And I know that what I am speaking does make sense. It's not to that level that it doesn't make sense. But then I came up with a conclusion that when people come and listen, unless there is another mechanism of learning just by attending and listening, that is not enough to learn. This is my conclusion. Yeah? And even for you, brothers, طيب, when you just come, many of you want to study. طيب, and that's why the progress is sometimes very weak. You come, listen, you think that you have studied. And you do nothing after that. That is not enough for you to study. Yeah? First of all, listen tentatively. Yeah? Focus. This is the first requirement. In fact, this requirement is the first requirement for success. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Successful, indeed successful are the believers. What is after that? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ This is the first quality. Which is what? خُشُوع means what? Concentration. The minimum element of khushu' is not that you pray and you think about the match that you have seen just now or what will happen when you go home. La, khushu', the minimum is to what? To be aware of what you do, what you read, what you hear, which is concentration. So this is the first requirement. The second requirement, always brothers, طيب, if you don't take notes of everything, take summaries. Yeah? طيب, the Sheikh spoke about this point. The summary. This point. This point. And sometimes if you can pick up some fawaid, some side points, then mention them. Yeah? طيب. And the third point, so this is before, within, and then after that, you need to revise. Revise is not a big issue. Revise is after you listen to something, just summarize it by yourself. The Sheikh spoke about this, the dars, the speaker, whatever, spoke about these points. That is very, very helpful because you will increase your benefit. Otherwise, you will just come, listen, enjoy, etc. And the benefit is minimum. And you might think that you have benefited, but in reality, the benefit is minimum. Yeah? Okay, that's why, yani, day after day, I become more convinced that we need other styles of teaching. Maybe workshops, maybe the people themselves do the homework, yeah? Deliver the dars. Now, if I ask you, طيب, to deliver the dars, many of you will say what? Oh, we came to listen to the Sheikh, not to one of his students. صح? This is always people say. They don't realize that when people prepare to deliver, they benefit much more than when they listen to the Sheikh. And that's why even if any of you is studying education, they say that the function of the teacher, yeah, if you take any course, is just to guide you how to study, but you are the one who is going to study. Yeah? And that's why they have now this peer, I don't know what they call it.
Peer learning.
Yeah? You study with someone. The sheikh, or the teacher, doesn't teach you. Yeah? He just guides you, corrects you. If you have a question, then ask him. Yes, yeah, brothers? So please, let us benefit from what we have said. طيب? Yeah, we may. This, I was thinking that this is just the ABC of the surah. Because we have mentioned it number of times. Yeah, we said, some scholars said that the theme of the surah is what? Is wahi, revelation. Yeah? طيب, why? Why did they say this? That's the reason that the theme for the surah is revelation. Because there are a number of verses that what? That talk about wahi. That Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned wahi. Yeah? Tayyib. That is a possibility. But, yeah, we found that what? As I told you last time. A number of times, actually. What did we find that is unique about this surah?
Is it that if when the ummah have any disagreement, refer it back to Allah and His soul again, to the original sources?
Okay, so yes, this is one thing about this surah, which is wahi. Yeah, but we found something unique about this surah, which is? Yes?
This is a Makki surah, but normally Makki surahs, they talk about Akidah and stuff, but this talks about consultation with people.
Yeah, so you read it in your notes. It's good. Tayyib. By the way, brothers, by the way, in education, it has been proven that the notes that you take by your own hand, yeah, you understand them and can, yes, use them to refresh your memory more than a written book. So what you wrote by your hands is more useful to you than the book. Yeah? So taking notes or summarizing what you have studied, after that, these notes, they are more useful to you than the book, provided, of course, that they are correct. So as the brother said, what's your name, Akhi? Suhaib. Suhaib. Mashallah. I expected that your name is Suhaib. I don't know why. Tayyib? Yes, yeah, Suhaib. As Brother Suhail said, that this surah, although it is a Makki surah, it talks about what? Consultation, which is a Madani topic. Yeah? So therefore, the surah, is talking about two topics. What are those two topics? Wahi and what? Consultation. So we said that, as a conclusion, this surah is talking about what? About ikhtilaf. How to deal with ikhtilaf. طيب, how to govern yourselves. Yeah? How to govern yourselves. Obviously, people are living in one place. They will be different. That's why the surah spoke a lot about differences between people. Even the surah spoke about the fact that Allah Jalla wa'ala created, يعني يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور. Even people differ in terms of their gender. Yeah? So there will be so many اختلافات between people living in one place. So many disagreements between, so many differences, not disagreements. So many differences between people living in one place. How are they going to live together despite those differences? They need what? Wahi. And they need what? Consultation. They need wahi. Yeah? And they need consultation. You may say that because the surah also spoke about what? Some qualities that we need as a human beings to implement in order to live together, such as what? Last time we mentioned, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ. The ayat after that. وَلَمَنْ صَبَرَ وَغَفَرَ إِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. What? Patience and forgiveness. In order for people what? To live together. So this surah, as its name refers to, طيب شورا means how people can live together. This is the main topic of the surah. طيب how people can govern themselves. Maybe, as we said, if you remember last time, we said that this surah was revealed either before, just before Bay'at al-Aqaba al-Thaniya or after Bay'at al-Aqaba al-Thaniya. Yeah, the pledge that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that was taking place between the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Ansar from Medina. Yeah, and that was in the 8th, towards by the end of the 8th year of Bi'tha. Yeah, which means that it was by or towards the end of the Meccan period and just before what? The Madani period. Yeah? This might be understood that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah jalla wa ala was preparing the believers to what? To know. To learn how to govern themselves when they go to Medina. Yeah? And establish their Islamic tayyib state or Islamic khilafah or yani establish their system. Is it clear? Yeah? So this is yani in order to yani understand the context of the surah. Tayyib, yeah, brothers? Yeah? So please, yani, go, when you go home, summarize it like this. Right? So you understand. And then you start, yani, live more with the Quran, yeah, brothers. Right? Not just, yani, listen, enjoy the lesson, okay, or iman booster, and then just go. No. Live with the Quran. Learn, right, to live with the Quran. Yes? Okay. Right. The first of you, we said that, okay, the surah can be, divided into sections. Yeah? The first section includes how many ayah? Six ayat, which we have completed last time. Those ayat are talking about what? Glorifying Allah Jalla Ala. Yeah? And they are introducing the principle of what? Wahy. So they were glorifying Allah Jalla Ala through Wahy. Hamim Ayn Sin Qaf, كذلك يوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك الله العزيز الحكيم. طيب. We mentioned also that there are some uniquenesses, okay, or particulars about this surah, such as the word shura, yeah, it was mentioned in the Quran twice. This is one time, and the other time is what? فَعَفُ عَنْهُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ. This is, it was a commandment from the from Allah Jalla wa'ala to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he should consult his people. But here, it is unique, because Allah Jalla wa'ala said what? وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ. Yeah, they govern themselves by themselves. Okay, طيب. And we also said that there are a number of other uniquenesses of the surah. مثلا حاميم عين سين قاف. This is the only place in the Quran that is يعني, mentioned like this. Okay, and we mentioned also some other things. Clear? Yes, yeah, brothers? طيب. Yeah, okay. Then we are talking about the second part of the surah. When Allah Jalla Ala, okay, or the second segment or the second section, that starts with what? With قوله جل وعلا وكذلك أوحينا إليك قرآنا عربيا لتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها وتنذر يوم الجمع لا ريب فيه فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير. سبحان الله. Yeah. وكذلك, if you remember, we said, and likewise, it can be translated as what? And likewise, Allah Jalla wa Ala revealed to you a Qur'an in Arabic, or an Arabic Qur'an. Likewise what? Like what? You remember, what did we say? Like what?
Revelation before
like the revelation that was mentioned previously. طيب. And likewise, here, is it talking about like the method of revelation or the contents of revelation? It can be both. Yeah, although you might, يعني لأول وهلة, you might, when you see it for the first glance, you might think that this is what? It is talking about what? The way of revelation. Because الكاف, كاف التشبيه بالكيفية. طيب, yeah, okay, and that's why this what even Ibn Kathir may be alluded to, that it is talking about the method of revelation. Yeah, the method of revelation. But other scholars, they were talking also about what? The contents. So we can say both. Yani the method of revelation was similar because all of it is what? Kalamullah Jalla wa'ala. Yeah? And the contents of revelation is also what? Similar. طيب. So now here, this وَكَذَلِكَ, yani it refers to what? To something that has preceded, which is the context. You can say the context. The context leads to what? Leads to the discussion about what? Revelation. So Allah Jalla Ala says, as we have revealed to previous, as if Allah Jalla Ala says, as we have revealed to other nations, okay, books, we have revealed to you a book in Arabic. وكذلك أوحينا إليك قرآنا عربيا. What is the purpose of this book? لتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها. The purpose of this book is to what? To warn people. طيب, warning. And we mentioned a number of times that subhanAllah, warning is more effective than what? Than giving glad tidings or promising rewards. Yeah? People respond to warnings more than they respond to rewards. Although some people might think, no, it is the opposite. People respond to rewards more than what? Warnings. Maybe on a short term they respond to rewards. Yeah? But as a society, as a whole, on a long-term basis, especially if there are temptations, yeah, people respond to what? To warnings. That's why, طيب, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, لِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. And that's why Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned the hellfire more than he mentioned, yeah, the Jannah. طيب, and that's why the indar was mentioned in similar context in number of verses in the Quran. لِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا. To warn أُمَّ الْقُرَى here means Mecca, as we said. But here, as we said, to warn what? The people of the mother of towns. Yeah? This is مُقَدَّر. طيب. Yeah, like فَاسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَا, فَاسْأَلْ the people of the قَرْيَا, ask the people of the قَرْيَا, because the قَرْيَا is يعني طيب, is يعني the buildings. You can't ask طيب the buildings. And yeah, so is this metaphorical or not? يعني is not metaphorical, is known. يعني فَاسْأَلِ الْقَرْيَا means فَاسْأَلْ أَهْلِ الْقَرْيَا. لِتُنذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى means to warn what? The people of أُمَّ الْقُرَى, which is Mecca, the best of countries or the best of cities. That's why I called Umm al-Qura. Whether it is the center of the whole universe or not, this is another discussion. But it is definitely the best of what? Of cities. طيب, لتنذر أم القرى ومن حولها. طيب, you warn the people of Umm al-Qura is clear because they are Arabs. ومن حولها. Okay, does that include the small cities around it or the cities around it in a small circle? Or does it mean the entire universe? Allahu alam, it means the entire universe, because we know for fact that as Allah Jalla wa Ala says to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً. No, the other ayah. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. We have sent you kafa. Kafa means what? To all mankind. In fact, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent to what? Jinn and ins. Yeah? إِلَى الثَّقَلَيْنِ. Okay? So it means to warn the people of Ummul Qura and to warn the people around Ummul Qura as well. Around Ummul Qura as well. طيب وَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا وَتُنْذِرَ يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ. What does that mean? And do you warn, that literal translation, and you warn what? Yeah, the literal translation, you warn the day of resurrection or gathering. طيب. But we said that it might not be clear. وَتُنْذِرَ يَوْمَ الْجَمْعِ. Here said يَوْمَ مَنْصُوب because it is what? You remember? مَنْصُوب. Yeah? Because it is what? Object. يعني مفعول به. But remember we said that it is the second مفعول به. Otherwise you misunderstand it. You misunderstand the verse. يعني you warn them. طيب. يوم الجمع. You warn the people, طيب, about the day of resurrection. So you use the day of resurrection, طيب, to warn people. Is it clear? Yeah? So when you say, oh people, fear Allah, this is you warn them Allah. And when you say to people, oh people, fear what? The day of resurrection, so you warn the people what? The day of resurrection. Is it clear? Yes. Inna, la, like that. Inna andarnakum. But inna andarnakum adaban qariba, the object, the first object is mentioned. Here it is not mentioned. Inna andarnakum, the damir is mentioned. Andarnakum. Kum is mentioned. Yeah? But it is similar. Yes. Okay. إن طيب لينذر يوم الجمع وسوري وتنذر يوم الجمع لا ريب فيه. There is no doubt in it. And then you can say full stop. There is no doubt in the day of resurrection and the day of gathering. Full stop. Then Allah جل وعلا says what? فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير. A party in Jannah and another party is what? In the fire of hell. Okay, طيب. Here, يوم الجمع. Why, يعني, the day of resurrection called يوم الجمع? No, because everyone is gathered together. طيب. Although they will be in different destinations, but they will gather together. Or some scholars said that because it will be gathered between the person and his deeds, or the person. The ظالم and the مظلوم, they will gather together as we mentioned in Surah At-Taghabun. طيب, yeah, the ظالم and the مظلوم, they will be gathered together. Okay, يعني the meanings are similar and complementary to each other. Okay, then Allah جل وعلا said فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير. Yeah, this is a new statement according to many scholars. This is a new statement. What does this statement say? طيب, it is like a concept, or it is a standby or stand-alone principle that at the end of the day, all of the end of this life, etc., etc., that people are divided into two parts, two groups. One group is in the Jannah and another group is in hellfire. That's it. This is life. This is the end of this life. طيب. As Allah Jalla wa'ala says, هو الذي خلقكم فمنكم كافر ومنكم مؤمن. طيب. And Allah Jalla wa'ala confirmed this fact in number of verses in the Quran. ونادى أصحاب الجنة أصحاب النار. Yeah. So the people will be either in Jannah or in Nar. And again, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة. أصحاب الجنة and أصحاب النار. That's it. There is no يعني in between. طيب فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير. طيب فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير. Ibn Kathir here mentioned that the hadith when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said these are or there are two books. This book or one book includes the names of the people who are admitted or who will be admitted to paradise. Their names and their father names, etc. No one will be added to that book and no one will be taken out of that book. And the other book, it includes, may Allah Jalla wa Ala make us out of that book, it includes the names of the people of the fire of hell. Yes, and the names of their fathers. So they will be identified. No one will be added, no one will be what? Subtracted from that. Then the Sahaba were amazed and they said, Ya Rasulullah, so what's the point of doing things? Because khalas, طيب, كيف وقد فرغ منه? يعني, it is done. If I am in the fire of hell, I am in the fire of hell. Yeah? If I am in paradise, I am in paradise. So if I am in fire of hell, what's the point of me praying, etc.? Okay, and this is a big doubt that people continuously what? Yeah, ask about it. Agree or not? Continuously, every now and then, people ask over the phone. Sheikh, you know, if I am in the fire of hell, so what's the point of me doing things? طيب, yeah, طيب. If I am in Jannah, so خلاص, I am granted Jannah, and some brothers. Maybe I mentioned this, or I don't know whether. Yani many people became confused. Yeah, really confused in their deen because of this. I have seen some people who started to leave their salah just because of this confusion. And as Ibn Kathir mentioned it, anyway, we need to clarify it because also it comes after some ayat. طيب. Allah Jalla wa Ala knew who is going to go to Jannah and knew who is going to hellfire. This is the first point that you need to write. طيب. Allah Jalla wa Ala knew who is going to go to Jannah and who is going to go to hellfire. Agree? Yes? Yes or no? He knew. طيب. Will he miss something? Will he... Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Astaghfirullah, يعني he knew that some, يعني nothing new, يعني he, we cannot say, يعني this is, يعني لا يليق, or يعني he, astaghfirullah, assumed, طيب, that someone will go to Jannah, and then that person, he didn't go to Jannah, go to hellfire. Can we say this about Allah? Can we say this about the knowledge of Allah? Of course, يعني even haram to say this, طيب, yeah? So, definitely, he knew everything. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْمٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ. Every single leaf that falls in the Amazon, you know, in the Amazon, in the forest of Amazon, how many leaves are there? Trillions of leaves. When any leaf falls down, Allah Jalla wa Ala knows. When it fell down, where it fell down, why it fell down, etc. This is the knowledge of Allah Jalla wa Ala. طيب? Yeah? وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُحِيطًا. His knowledge encompassed everything. Okay? His ability encompassed everything, etc. So, no, we cannot say that those whom Allah Jalla wa Ala knew that they are going to go to Jannah, some of them will go to hellfire or vice versa. We can't say this. طيب? طيب. So, this is the first concept. The second concept then, if I'm going to go to Jannah, then I'm going to go to Jannah, even if I am becoming what? An evil person. Yeah? If I'm going to go to Jannah, خلاص, you said that Allah Jalla wa Ala knew those who will go to Jannah will go to Jannah. Yeah? So this is what the Sahaba said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "No, اعملوا فكلم ميسر لما خلق له." No, you have to do. You have to work. Yeah. Then he said, "As for the people of Jannah, yeah, even if they do evil things, but they are people of Jannah. Just before they die, they will do something that takes them to Jannah." And even on the other side, the people of hellfire, even if they do good things, yeah, throughout their life, but because they are among the people of hellfire, yeah, then what? Then they will do something evil, okay, and they will go to hellfire as a result. Now, this can be easily misunderstood, yeah, because, alhamdulillah, I am a good person now, I am a good person. Okay, maybe I am one of the people of hellfire. Maybe. Yeah? Maybe. May Allah Jalla wa'ala protect me and protect you. But as if the person or as some people might use this as an excuse. Because see, if I'm going to go to Jannah anyway, khalas, I'm going to Jannah anyway. طيب, so why do I need to work hard? And if I'm going to go to hellfire, as the Prophet ﷺ said, even if I am a good person, there is no point out of it because at the end of the day, I will go to hellfire. La, subhanallah. If that is the case, then this is injustice. Yeah, this is injustice. No. First of all, yeah, the second principle that we need to remember when we talk about this is to ask people, as I always do, do you know where are you going to go? Yeah? Do you know? No? I don't know. So why are you assuming that you are from the people of Jannah? Or why are you assuming that you are among the people of hellfire? Yeah? Why? Okay, what Allah knew will never change. But you do not know what Allah knew. Agree? Agree or not? So you don't know whether you are going to go to Jannah or you are going to go to hellfire. Yeah? And Allah wants you to be polite with Him. So don't say, Ya Allah, definitely I am a person of Jannah. He wants you to be polite with Him. Because you don't know, so how can you confirm? That's why, you know, this is yani in a theory, yeah? That's why don't judge a person. Yeah, you might see an evil person, طيب, this person is among the people of hellfire. لا ليس لك من الأمر شيء. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Allah جل وعلا said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, this is not your job. Yeah, you don't judge them except what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was told by Allah جل وعلا. So what about us? So we don't judge. We don't judge ourselves. Judge here, by the way, judge in terms of Jannah and Nar. But if I see a person, yeah, killing a child, طيب, what am I going to say? Maybe he is a good person. Yeah, we see Russia killing innocent people in Aleppo, and some people, they say maybe Russian are, yeah, they are evil people. طيب, they killed children. Obviously, they are evil people. No one would say, well, I don't know. If someone were to say, maybe they are not the Russians who kill the children, yes, this is something, but to know that the Russians are participating in killing innocent people in Aleppo and to say, well, I don't know, maybe they are good people, right? No, no one can. Yani, this is, come on, insanity. So we are talking about what? Judgment in the Akhirah, not judgment in the dunya. I see a person stealing, he's stealing. I can't judge him. Otherwise, people can't yani, do anything. Okay, there will be no judgment, no perceptions of others, and so on and so forth. So we are talking about the Akhirah. طيب. So the second point is what? We don't know whether I am going to go to Jannah, yeah, or I'm going to go to hellfire. Third principle is, I hope that I will go to Jannah. Agree? And I hope that I will not be among the people of fire. Yeah? طيب. That's why Allah Jalla wa'ala says what? يرجون رحمته ويخافون عذابه. You should wish the rahmah of Allah and you should what? Fear the adab of Allah Jalla Ala. Okay, this is the third principle. The fourth principle that, okay, it is, come on, rationally, if you wish something, you do what? You work for it. صح؟ You wish go to Jannah, you work for Jannah. طيب؟ You wish to go to hellfire, no one wish to go to hellfire. So if you don't want to go to hellfire, you should run away from hellfire. Yeah, as simple as this. Okay? طيب. So the matter is clear. So what about the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, اعملوا فكل ميسر لما خلق له. Yeah? Yes. طيب. This hadith simply is explained in the other ayah of Surah Wal-Layl. Yeah? Yes. Yes, excellent. Yeah. When we say that no one knows whether he is going to Jannah or hellfire, طيب, this is one of the verses. طبعا, there are many verses to confirm this. Yeah. وقالوا لن تمسنا النار إلا أياما معدودة. قل أتخذتم عند الله عهدا فلن يخلف الله عهدا. Who told you that you will go to hellfire? If you say this, yeah, you have confirmed that you will go to hellfire, okay, we will send you to hellfire and we will see what will happen to you. Yeah, so don't say this. Don't judge yourself. Don't judge others. Okay. طيب. The summary of this اعملوا كل ميسر لما خلق له is summarized in Surah what? والليل إذا يغشى. What Allah جل وعلا says, فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى. وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره. See, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم there said, فسيسر, طيب, and here, فسنيسره, means, do good deeds, Allah Jalla wa Ala will make doing good deeds easy for you. Do evil deeds, Allah Jalla wa Ala will punish you by those evil deeds, by other evil deeds that you will do, unless you repent to Allah Jalla wa Ala. Okay? So if you do good deeds, it will be made easy for you to do more good deeds, and then the path of Jannah will be easy for you. If you do evil deeds, then you are the one who what decided to do evil deeds, and then the path of hellfire will be easy for you. May Allah Jalla Ala protect us from the hellfire. That's why we mention this. طيب فريقٌ في الجنة وفريقٌ في السعير. This is the second ayah. ولو شاء الله لجعلهم أمة واحدة. Had Allah Jalla Ala willed, Allah Jalla Ala would have made the entire humanity as what? As one nation, as this scholar said, one nation either on Iman or one nation on Kufr. Either all of them are believers or all of them are what? Disbelievers. طيب. But it is, if all of them are believers, طيب, then what's the point of creation? Yeah? طيب. If all of them are disbelievers, then what's the point of creation? طيب. Allah Jalla Ala can create us, make us like Malaika. Worship Allah Jalla Ala, worship Allah Jalla Ala. But Allah Jalla Ala, this is His will, this is His majesty. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. He already created us. خلاص, what can we do? We have been created to start, you know, learn this, to start questioning Allah Jalla Ala, oh Allah, why you created me and I might get into hellfire? Ya akhi, khalas, you are created, you are there. So the right question is what? What can I do to save myself from your anger, from the hellfire? Yes? Okay. So that's why Allah Jalla Ala says, no, it was my will, it was my decree to create people and to make them what? Different. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. Had Allah جل وعلا willed, He would have made them as what? As one nation. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَالَهُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. This has been confirmed in number of verses in the Quran. And we have said number of times that there are many similarities between what? The حواميم. Yeah? This has been confirmed in Surah what? الزخرف. طيب؟ Yeah? In Surah الزخرف. And when Allah Jalla wa Ala says, طيب, the beginning of the ayah, ومعارج عليها يظهرون وزخرفا وإن كل ذلك لما متاع الحياة الدنيا والآخرة عند ربك للمتقين. What is the ayah? In Surah الزخرف. What's the beginning of the ayah? استغفر الله العظيم. Yeah. طيب ولولا أن يكون استغفر الله العظيم والنون آية ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة ها لجعلنا لمن يكفر بالرحمن لبيوتهم سقفا من فضة ومعارج عليها يظهرون ولولا أن يكون الناس أمة واحدة. What does that mean? Hadn't people, Allah جل وعلا didn't will that the entire humanity to become one ummah on what? On kufr. On kufr, on misguidance, on kufr. Yeah, Allah Jalla wa'ala didn't decree that. Okay? Had He decreed that, that the entire humanity be kuffar, He would what? Give the kuffar abundance of wealth. Amazing things that no one would imagine in this life. So people will see when the kuffar, what the kuffar were given, yeah, طيب, these dwellers of or houses of gold and furnished with the best furniture, etc. People will look and they say, oh, these are the kuffar given like this, and we are not given like this. All people will what? Will go to kuffar. Allah Jalla wa'ala doesn't want this. Yeah? Allah Jalla wa'ala wants to give the kuffar something, but wants to what? Take from them other things. So people will not just be overtaken by the wealth and the bounties that Allah Jalla wa'ala has given to the kuffar. Yeah? Why? In order for people to what? To be divided into two groups. People of kufr and people of what? People of iman. And this, yeah, brothers, this concept is a very, very important concept. We will visit that concept number of times from different angles because the surah, yeah, talks about it in some details. The surah is confirming that concept. That at the end of the day, people are different. Yeah? Different from various angles. The main difference is what? فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. And as Allah Jalla wa'ala says, this is my will. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَهُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً. Okay? وَلَكِنْ yeah, Allah Jalla wa'ala, this is His decree. وَلَكِنْ يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ. He admits whom He wills into His rahmah. Yeah? Now, if we read this ayah or this part of the ayah, وَلَكِنْ يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ, it might be understood in a jabri way. In a jabri way means what? That, listen, if Allah wants to put us under the shade of His rahmah, He will do that. Yeah? If Allah doesn't want, He will not do that. So, Ya Allah, I am helpless. Okay? Ya Allah, I am helpless. طيب, put me under your rahmah. Full stop. Yeah? Full stop. Put me under your rahmah. Okay? And I don't need to do anything because it is at the end of the day your decision to put me under your rahmah or what? To put me in your adab. No, 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 no. And by the way, many people understand it like this. طيب, they say the guidance is in the hands of Allah Jalla wa'ala. صح? Allah guides whom who wills. It is true that the guidance of Allah, the guidance is in the hands of Allah Jalla Ala. Allah guides whom He wills. But, yes, you guide yourself as well. Sah? Yeah? You guide yourself as well. How do I guide myself? Huh? You guide yourself by good deeds. So you also control your what? Your guidance. You control your guidance. It's not that Allah Jalla wa Ala controls your guidance and He left you with no control over yourself. And this is the Jabri Madhab. Yeah? طيب, this is not the understanding of Qadr. It means that I am helpless. I have no control over my will. I don't have a free will. Yeah? No, you have a free will within the will of Allah Jalla wa Ala. But Allah Jalla wa Ala gave you free will to decide to go to the masjid or not to go. To decide to wake up for Fajr or not. To decide to eat riba or not. To decide to be disobedient to your parents or not. To decide to go for jihad or not. To decide to do this or not. And yeah, it is what? It is your will. Agree? That's why the other part of the ayah, what did Allah Jalla wa Ala says of this ayah? Read it, please. Read it, everyone. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَهُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَكِنْ يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ وَالظَّالِمُونَ Yeah? وَالظَّالِمُونَ what? وَالظَّالِمُونَ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ وَالظَّالِمُونَ What does وَالظَّالِمُونَ mean? والظالمون ظالمون you can say oppressors, disbelievers, etc. But the word in Arabic ظالم means what? ظالم is what? اسم فاعل means what? What? He is doing ظلم. Yes? He is doing ظلم. Agree? Yes or no? He is doing dhulm. So, Allah Jalla Ala said, yes, يُدْخِلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ And those who do dhulm, they what? They themselves have earned dhulm. They themselves committed dhulm. So they deserve what they are doing or what they did. So Allah Jalla Ala is just. Because of their dhulm, مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ They will go to hellfire. Because of what? Not because Allah Jalla wa Ala was unjust to them and He just put them in the fire of hell. Just astaghfirullah al-azim like this. No, astaghfirullah. This is not the wisdom and justice and fairness of Allah Jalla wa Ala. No. وَالظَّالِمُونَ They are ظالمون. Yeah? They committed ظلم. They themselves. So either they committed dhulm against themselves or they committed dhulm against others or you can say both, but at the end of the day, they are what? They are zalimun. Yeah? So they are zalimun, which means that they had the free will to commit sins. Yeah? طيب? Yeah? So that, يعني that concludes the ayah. وَالظَّالِمُونَ مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ They will not have a wali, a close companion to them. Of course, they will be on the day of resurrection, they will be looking for someone to help them. And no one will be able to help them. Yes? طيب. And that's why Allah Jalla wa Ala mentioned that the awliya, their awliya, and Allah Jalla wa Ala will mention it in the other ayah, أَمِ اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ awliya. Yeah? In the first ayah, مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ وَلِيِّ They will not have a close companion. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala says, بَلِ اتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ أَمِ اتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ أَمْ here means بَلْ Yes, go to your friends. Go to your companions. Let them help you. Okay? they can't help you because فَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْوَلِي. Allah is the only one who can help. Here, wali means what? Close companion. Allah is the only one who really is a close companion. And subhanallah, my dear brothers and sisters. That's why, you know, take Allah Jalla wa Ala as your friend, as your companion. Don't turn Allah Jalla wa Ala against you. Because when you need Allah Jalla wa Ala, He will be what? Close to you because He is your companion. He is your wali. Yeah? Don't turn Allah Jalla wa Ala against you. Then you say, Ya Allah, help me. He will say, You considered me as your enemy. How can I help you now? Yeah? So that's why Allah Jalla wa Ala says, وَالظَّالِمُونَ مَا لَهُم مِّن وَلِيٍّ. Yes, they will have no companion. They don't even have anyone to help them. Not necessarily companion. وَلَا نَصِيدْ. Anyone. طيب, even sometimes your enemy might help you. Even that is not there for them. Yeah, because of what they hands have earned. Okay, we'll stop here. We ask Allah Jalla wa'ala to give us rahmah. Yeah, I remembered one point that I forgot to mention. Anyway, it's not a major issue. وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا. This is for me a proof that Al-Qur'an is not Al-Kalam al-Nafsi of Allah Jalla wa'ala. This is a proof that Al-Qur'an is what? Is the actual precise Kalam of Allah Jalla wa'ala that He has revealed. Because al-kalam al-nafsi, yeah, what is the al-kalam al-nafsi? Yeah, al-kalam al-nafsi, it is translated as your internal, yeah, thoughts. Taib, the internal thoughts. Okay? The internal thoughts cannot be described by a language. Yeah? Because when a person speaks English and he wants to drink water, in his mind, yeah, he wants to drink water. Agree? Whether he speaks English, he speaks Arabic, he speaks... So we cannot say to an English person whom in his head, yeah, the meaning or the need for water is established, yeah, so he wants water, طيب, yeah, so we said that it is in English. No, because the thoughts, yeah, they come to the mind of the person, they are not in a language. These are thoughts. Whether he speaks English, Chinese, or Russian, or whatever. طيب. So that cannot be described by a language, by طيب. But once it comes out expressed, then it is expressed in what? In a language. This is a proof that the Kalam of Allah Jalla wa Ala, yeah, Al-Qur'an, this Al-Qur'an bayna aydina, is the actual kalam of Allah Jalla wa Ala that He revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah Jalla wa Ala to teach us what we have read and to make us benefit from what we have heard. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Do you have any question? Yes. Yeah.
So the method of revelation, is that come under the context?
La. I mean, وَكَذَلِكَ, the كَذَلِكَ, التَّشْبِيه. How do we know the تَشْبِيه? By the context. طيب. Yeah. That this, وَكَذَا لِوَتْ. Okay. This is, or likewise, like what? So we understand that this is referring to the wahi. How do we understood this? Is it from what? From the context. Now, khalas, this it refers to wahi. Full stop. Now, let us move to the second point. Does it refer to the method the wahi was revealed, or does it refer to the contents of wahi? This is another discussion. Is it clear?
Actually points to the asbab al-nuzul, the actual situation in which this verse
came down. No, it refers to the contents, he said. Verse. It is a unique device mentioned a few times. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا وَكَذَلِكَ وَكَذَلِكَ here. Yeah. Yes.
When Allah SWT says, وَكَذَلِكَ likewise, without an example before it,
yes.
As in right before it,
yes.
Can we take that as an evidence to say that Quran has to be taken in whole? Because Allah SWT is saying likewise. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to another verse in the Quran?
It can be, yeah, because that yani وَكَذَلِكَ it doesn't refer to a specific thing that was, as you said, that was just mentioned. It refers to the whole context. And therefore, in order to understand this verse, we have to understand the context. Yeah, the verses that preceded and the verses that will come after. Yes. Yeah, good point. Yes.
Regarding that part of the ayah, in Jannah, we said that the people are divided into mu'min and kafir.
Yeah.
The word non-Muslim has confused some people. They say that not every non-Muslim is a kafir. So do you think we should avoid using the word non-Muslim?
Yeah, now Allah yahdik, they will consider the word kafir as extreme word. We will be all extremists. And the book, that's Quran, Astaghfirullah al-Azim, they will consider it as a book of extremism.
So they have their own tafsir now. They say, for example, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ
الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Yeah.
مِنْ هِيَ اسْتَبْلِدِيَةً.
Huh?
They say, مِنْ, like, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ
الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Yeah. Where did you read this?
This, it's not from like any ulama, it's just, you know, some of the ignorant.
Yeah. May Allah guide them. But I heard that there is a new translation coming out, okay, to take into consideration these points. See, we don't have time to explain it now, but if you remind me next time, we can explain it, yeah? The issue of non-Muslim, kafir, etc. Yeah? Inshallah. Another time, inshallah, because of time. Any other question? Okay. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khairan.